I'm just saying we don't have to sin. If I can live 10 minutes with, can you live 10 minutes without sin? Well, you live 20 then. Because 20, all is two tens put together. Right? Then you live 40, right? And you can just double that up, right? You can go on and on and on. Listen, listen. It should be a common thing to live a whole week without a sin. But we'll never do it. Christians sin every day. Well, you got to do at least 7 to keep up with that average. Right? I mean, in a week, I mean, you've got to... I mean, if you're going to be average and Christians sin every day, you're going to live by that? And Christians don't sin and don't know it, so you have to throw in a few more just to make sure for the ones you didn't know about that you did. And you see... Now, let me ask you something tonight. You saw how many hands were held up in here tonight that at the Bible conference had more here than here. I wonder if we'd asked this in the last Saturday, how it would have rated. The days when most preachers stay at home, you know, have to mess with the kids and the lawn or the snow, whatever it is. I wonder how it would have rated right here. Listen, there's too much guilt and false condemnation that the devil has imposed upon us, and we are all cringing under this load of sinfulness. That is why when an evangelist gives an invitation for rededication, everybody troops down to the front and shakes his hand. And that is why they do it after evangelist, because nobody has ever told them that they are righteous in Jesus Christ. And they have never let the Holy Spirit convict them that they are righteous in Jesus Christ, so they could get up and saying, hey, I've got my sins clean now, and I'm righteous, and I'm not going to walk down here. We shouldn't have to walk down there. What about your list today? I asked one lady, I don't even know where she is tonight, I won't ask her to stand up, but I said, how many things did you boo-boo on, you know what I mean? Check out, she's about 15. I have a little problem with that. Not with her, I know where she is, I've been there, I found 30. It's sort of a good thing to find them, it's sort of soul purging, isn't it, to be able to check a whole lot off. Now let me say this to you. When the Holy Ghost is alive in you, he won't let you stack up 15 behind each other. Would you let your kid stack up 15 wrongs in the home without correcting, even telling him about one of them, and then shooting them all to him at one time? Come on. Now, how does a person take care of their sin when they're convicted of sin? Okay, let me show you. The Holy Spirit says to you, Peter, Lord, you told a lie. Now, I want to say something. Whenever you hear a voice saying, you've sinned, you've sinned, you've sinned, and he doesn't tell you what you've done that's wrong, the devil's speaking to you. Can you imagine going home to my night to my little 10-year-old boy and say, you've done wrong. I did wrong. I'm not going to tell you, you've just done wrong, and I'm going to get you. That's condemnation. The Holy Spirit says, Peter, Lord, you didn't speak to your wife nicely today. And I've done this so many times, I know what I'm going to have to do. Say, forgive me, and then get on the phone, right? When the Holy Spirit speaks to you about sin, he speaks to you. Let me tell you something. If you're living the Spirit-filled life, he doesn't wait till 15 minutes. One of the signs that you're walking with God is the minute you sin, the minute you let a word out your mouth, you know it. Because he's grieved inside of you, and he said, hey, I don't like what you just said. And you can correct it right then, not store it up for a Bible conference or the next revival. Now, the Holy Spirit says, Peter, Lord, listen, you spoke to your wife wrongly. You know I've been over this before. You call and ask her to forgive you, and ask me to forgive you, and it's all over, and I receive his forgiveness. I go on, I don't drag it around with me all day. It's gone. And I like his illustration.